All right, y'all, what it do? I'm just going to cut straight to it on who I got for these next upcoming fights. I got Anthony Joshua over Francis Ngannou by decision. I do think Anthony Joshua will get dropped in that fight in the fifth or sixth round by Francis Ngannou, but I do think Anthony Joshua comes out on top by decision. And I got $100 on Anthony Joshua taking that victory. Moving on over to the next one. My heart's telling me Keith, but my mind and my sharpness telling me Tim. And I do think that's going to either be stoppage or by split decision. I'm really going to move over to that split decision by Tim winning that fight. And that's what it is. I do got my money on Tim. And I just think Keith Thurman is just going to, he's going to do what Keith do. But I think Keith Thurman is, he sits too long. He waits too long. He just waits too long. Rully versus Isaac Pitbull. I got Rully. I do think Rully going to get popped. He's going to get checked. He will get dropped, but he will get back up this time. He's not going to be dreaming like Tank had him. And I do think Rully going to win that fight by split decision. I do not think that fight is going to be a stoppage. I do think Rully's going to win that fight by split decision as well. Take that victory because he's just going to throw more. I don't think Isaac is going to throw. With Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia, we already know Class whooped that ass. So Class is going to win that fight. Fundamentally sound Devin. Devin Haney's going to win. Ryan Garcia is going to put on a good show, but we all know who's going to come out on top. And that's Devin Haney. And I'm willing to bet anybody on that one. I do see it can go decision, but it's going to be by landslide on who wins that on the points. I think it will be a stoppage. TKO. Javante versus other bruh. We ain't even going to say his name because it doesn't even matter. You're not going to remember. He's going to get slept. We already know the Tank is coming, but it's going to be good marketing, good promotions, good money made in that fight. But Javante the Tank is going to be coming, and he's going to sleep him. And we already know who's going to be at the top of that division. We already know who everybody don't want to fight, and that's Javante. And we already know the outcome of the rest. That's my picks. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm your boy. Stream Wager Online. Go place your bets. Go list them. Go bet against your peers right now as the bets are live. Peace. What up? It's your boy. And today, I'm back talking about UFC 299 that will take place in Miami, Florida. Woo! You don't get no better than that. We're just going to talk about the fights, my thoughts, my opinion, who I got, why I'm rolling with those people. Once again, Stream Wager, where you can place all your bets, where you can bet against your peers, where stuff just gets lit. But, you know, although there's a lot of good fights on the UFC 299 card, there's a lot of good undercard fights, you know, that's building up to UFC 300, which is pretty good. You know, shout out to Dana White. And the UFC team. There's a lot of good undercard fights, but we're going to focus on the bread and butter ones, and we're going to start off with the Gilbert Burns versus Jack Della. I'm going to call him Deli. Jack Deli. No, Jack Della? Jack Diamond? No, we're just going to go with it. Gilbert Burns versus Jack Della. Gilbert Burns is a very, very interesting fighter, very good, has a good story behind him. You know, decent record, 22-6. I'm not too familiar with Jack Della. You know, 16-2, that's a quiet killer. That's an unexpected fighter. So I'm not very too familiar with him, but I'm very familiar with Gilbert Burns. And one thing I know for sure with this fight is it's not going to be hard for these fighters to figure each other out. They're going to get in there. You know, 3 minutes going to go by and punches will be flying. And it's going to be a very, very good fight, stiff fight. A lot of punches will be thrown. You know, both fighters need it. Both fighters need it. This is a build-up to a co-main event, to the next opportunity. You know, I do see this fight going pretty good. I don't know who I really want to pick because I'm not familiar with Jack Della. I should have did my research ahead of time, but unfortunately I didn't. So I'm going to go with Gilbert Burns. You know, I'm just going to keep it 100 with you guys. I'm just going to go with Gilbert Burns. Although, if I was to do a little bit more research on Jack, I probably would shift in my mindset on that. But just for now, just off a rip, I'll go with Gilbert Burns in that fight. and that's going to be a pretty good one. The next one, we got Kevin Holland versus Michael Page. Very, very, very good fight. Styles make fights, and this is a good style-making fight that the UFC put together for this one. Kevin Holland coming in at 25-10. You know, that's a brawler right there. That's a guy that's been putting in the work in the UFC, and he doesn't mind taking fights. That record shows. Then you got Michael Page, you know, the so-called, the next up-and-coming was like Anderson Silva. And he was just very out there, so to say, he did get caught in one of his fights and got knocked out cold like that. But he has been able to recover with a 21-2 record. And his fight is very good, you know, because one of these fighters is going to get frustrated. And I believe it's going to be on Kevin Holland's side because of the way Michael Page sets the pace for the fight. Most of the times, he do tend to dictate how that fight goes. And he tried to bait the other opponent into his game. One player is going to be playing chess. The other one is just going to be trying to, you know, get him up out of there. And that's why this fight is so good. I do like the way that the UFC is giving Michael Page an opportunity. And if Michael Page can pull this off, I know the marketing is going to be good. The marketing is going to be good. And for that reason, I'm taking Michael Page. Kevin Holland is an excellent fighter. And he will put in that work. You know, this fight is going to be good. I'm not sleeping on Kevin Holland. Excellent fighter. But I do think Michael Page, if he does win this fight, which I got him winning this fight, the marketing will be incredible. And makes good money. Let's get into the Dustin Poirier, however you want to call it. Slice it, dice it. Versus St. Dennis. Interesting fight. Dustin Poirier. Has a great story. You know, recently got knocked out with a head kick, but that's okay. You know, Dustin Poirier is a good fighter, and he has a very, very respectable record, 29-8. St. Dennis, not too familiar with as well, just as Jack Della, I'm not too familiar with, but a quiet record again, 13-1. That's a quiet killer. You can't overlook those type of guys because they wasn't just given the opportunity, but they've been killing. Those type of guys are scary because they've been putting in the work. They just wasn't given the opportunity to be in that position to get that light, that glamour, that fame on them. And this fight is very good. Both fighters, it's very important for both fighters. This fight can go to decision, and it can get down to the nitty gritty in points. And it's going to be very key. Dustin Poirier is an excellent fighter. I'm assuming St. Dennis is an excellent fighter because he's right there with him, and he's 13-1. But I'm going to choose the favorite. I'm going to choose the kid, Dustin Poirier, because I know coming off that type of loss and adrenaline, you know, and having that time to recover, he's hungry. He's better. He should be ready to go. And I think this fight is going to be another banger. It's going to be like all three of these fights is bangers, and there's going to be a lot of fireworks in there. And so I'm going to take Dustin Poirier. I do think it's going to get into the later rounds, you know, and it's going to make work. These fighters is not the same with the Gilbert Burns fight. These fighters are not going to take time to figure each other out. 3 minutes, 2 minutes is going to go by, and it's going to be punches flying, punches connecting, kicks landing. You know, kicks are going to be very important in this fight. A lot of leg kicks are going to open up some fighters in this one. So that's going to say a lot. Takedowns will be very key in this fight as well. So pay attention to that. Now we on to the UFC 299 main event between Sugar, Sean O'Malley versus Marlon Vera. You know, this is going to be a good fight. This is the second time they have fought or about to fight. It don't matter how you slice this one. It's going to be a good fight. You know, the hype behind Sugar, Sean O'Malley, is very good because, you know, he's Conor McGregor down, you bring another one up. and you get Sugar. So, you know, this is going to be an excellent fight. He only has one loss. And we all know who that loss came to. So, you know, with Marlon Vera, it's like the Jose Aldo, you know, of the UFC game. You know, doesn't matter. Record is very respectable. He takes some losses on the way to his victories. And he takes some victories on the way to his losses. So, you know, very go out there type of fighter. Take it to you. Non-stop. Marlon Vera is non-stop energy. You know, he's going to fight you. He's going to get down with you. And that's what makes this fight very good. But Sugar, that chin will get tested once again. I'm kind of torn. I ain't going. Because as much as you want to believe in Sugar, I don't believe in his chin. I don't believe in his chin. You know, he just hits. And when he hits and he connects and he wins. Or he submits. But I don't believe in his chin. I don't believe in his going the distance. Sugar Sean is the type that he got to get you out there early. He got to get you out early because if the fight is going longer and longer, it don't benefit him. And, you know, a guy like Marlon is going to push him there. He's going to push him to the distance if he has to. He's going to fire and well on him with punches and punches and punches if he has to. And that's why styles make fights. This is why this fight is so good. And this is why it deserves a number two. But the marketing behind Sugar is very well put together. And is building up to his next big fight. If he does lose this fight, it loses a lot of credibility in my eyes going forward. Because it just shows that it's all for show. And like I said, anything can happen in the UFC, but this one is kind of like it's all for show. And he's not what everybody is putting him out to be. With that being said, I still got Sugar. I got Sugar with this fight. You know, I got Sean O'Malley going forward. I do think he's going to pull it off in Miami. He's going to have the marketing right there behind him. The lights going to be hitting him. The fur going to be out, you know, and the shade's going to be on, you dig? So I do got Sugar winning that fight. And it's going to be very good, but I do think he's going to be pushed. This is going to be one of the hardest fights. One of the hardest fights that he's been through. Once again, because just the pressure that's going to be applied to him. Anyway, that's my picks, that's my thoughts, that's my opinions. It's your boy once again. Go to Stream Wager Online, place your bets, bet against your peers. That's what we do. Everybody want to talk about bet, but when it's time to bet, are you going to really bet? You know, bet. Anyway, that's my picks, that's my thoughts. Peace.